BFM 89.9, it is The Pulse with Ali Johan and Othniel Ting tonight, the 4th of November 2020. And we just heard a track by Sleaford Mods, one of Britain's most foul-mouthed duos, according to a lot of reviews out there. Sleaford Mods with Second. And now we're going to be going to our next story for the night, making music and the cloud. Yep. Like, not literally the cloud, right?
The cloud online.
Online, yes.
COVID has caused a lot of disruptions in the music sense of things. Caused disruptions for live shows, but not only live shows. You know, it has caused disruption for making music as well. Although we have lots of bedroom producers and all that, but it still requires a lot of people where you have to meet in the studio, because the art of making music is one that involves multiple parties. Of course, you have rare cases like Kevin Parker of Tame Impala, where he literally does everything from scratch, which is, you know, producing, playing the instrument and whatnot. But in most cases, you need a singer, musician, producers, engineers, mixers, just for one track in some examples. So In the past, it's not that surprising to hear of musicians and artists traveling around the world to go into a studio session to work together, because that nothing beats face-to-face kind of chemistry. But right now, things are obviously a bit different, and with travel restrictions everywhere, it's been a bit more complicated to make music collaboratively. As a basic 101, a DAW is a digital audio workstation. It's basically a software that allows you to record, edit, mix, produce music. And you can think of it as the engine of any recording session. Traditionally, there will be one person in charge of working the DAW in the studio, while the other members take turns to, you know, populate the DAW with their different parts. But this makes it difficult when you can't get all the band members in the room at the same time to record. And I guess the only way to counter this is for each member to set a tempo, record their parts separately at home and send it to their producer, who will patch it up together. But that sounds quite boring, and it really takes the magic out of making music together.
And there is something called the magic in the studio, right? Yeah. And that's how bands like the Beatles and Led Zeppelin created their magnum opuses. They sat and lived and camped themselves in the studios to make records.
I think ideas sometimes come out when you bounce it off others. Sometimes if you're, let's say you're a bassist and you hear your guitarist play a certain part, that would make you want to come up with something that matches with that as well. So sometimes if you record it at home by yourself and then, you know, send it to someone to put it together in the DAW, it just doesn't quite work out. Yeah. But of course, where there's a will, there's always a way. And just like how Zoom experienced a boom in usage after the pandemic, cloud DAWs are also experiencing something that's somewhat similar in the music world. So a cloud DAW is a digital audio workstation that exists online on your browser or a standalone app. But the most groundbreaking part is that you can access the same working file together in real time.
Nice.
You can think of it like, you know, back in the days of cyber cafes where you need your friends, maybe like five friends, to be in the same cyber cafe at the same time to play, let's say, Dota. But nowadays, most of us play with each other online in our own homes. So this is something similar. It's something like that, but for music. So cloud-based DAWs have been around for some time now, but making music requires that chemistry that's best achieved by being in the same room together, right? Now, thanks to the pandemic, musicians have started to really embrace this concept of making music together via cloud DAWs. Cloud DAWs have really flooded the market with options like Soundation, BandLab from Singapore, and even Soundtrap, just to name a few. BandLab were one of the first few that I heard that were pushing this concept of cloud DAWs since way back in 2017. It's owned by Kwok Meng Ru, who also owns Sweely.
The music instrument store.
Yep, and also NME. He tried to buy Rolling Stones, but didn't quite succeed at that. But the biggest and most popular one right now is actually Soundtrap, which is owned by Spotify. We covered this a while back, where Spotify tried to get into their own podcasting DAWs and podcasting software. So this is Soundtrap, and it's divided into two. You can use it to make music or to make podcasts. And back in May, I spoke to Sona One and Talita Tan about their collaborative single Open Up. And Talita was telling me about how she was recording music in this new normal using Soundtrap, and that's where I first heard about it.
I've been working on music. We found a website online that connects me and the producer, and I can immediately record myself. I'm actually making use of my mic that's been in the closet for years.
What is that you're using?
It's called Soundtrack. It's all in real time. So like, I literally like, you go on, you can create a project, and the producer can put in the track if they want to or anything, and then I would record myself, and then like immediately, it's super fast, immediately the producer would get like the track that I recorded.
I guess that's the future.
Wow. Yeah. I need to get myself on Soundtrack.
It does sound a bit like we are promoting Soundtrap, but but I can guarantee you we were not paid by Soundtrap to say this. You know, she's not the only one. More recently, I spoke to the band Morado Blasters, another local act, where they were in a situation where Soundtrap really helped them to record the album as a band despite being in different countries. Previously, you guys mentioned that you guys had to record this EP in a different way. I mean, Wei Ming is in Singapore, and obviously we all had to be stuck in our own homes. How was this EP recorded during the pandemic? Do you all have to use like the same DAW to record together?
Actually, all three of us use something different. So Ming is the main producer, so he put together all the tracks and mixed and mastered it. I did all my production on my iPad.
Wow.
So my guitars were recorded through the iPad. And then Ryan had his own home setup as well, which is completely different as well. We used this thing called Soundtrap, which is like a online DAW, I guess. So we kind of put together the track there. So we uploaded our individual tracks online to this website, and you know, so we can get a complete picture.
And I think for me, it was kind of like... You're watching your favorite series, and the act of another band member updating the track is like, wow, a new episode.
You don't know what to expect,
wow,
right?
Something new.
Yeah. I think I felt that too. It's like, okay, Ryan just updated his drum tracks. Let's go find out. You know what? I don't know what to expect. I don't know what he's going to play, right? And then, oh, okay, cool. This is nice.
Might be the new way of making music online.
Yeah, and they sound like they had quite a bit of fun making it too.
Everything being in real time really helps it, because you can actually all like log on. Maybe you can look at it like a Google Doc where everybody is in the same document at the same time and editing it all in real time.
Exactly. It really is feels like jamming, except that you're not physically present with each other.
And I think this is also a very smart move from Spotify. It's almost like the equivalent of Netflix coming up with a movie editing software for people to produce their own movies that will be uploaded in Netflix. That's pretty smart.
Yep.
Yeah, so the world is changing at an extremely fast pace. So right now, the cloud DAWs like Soundtrap and BandLab are just a means to an end during travel restrictions. But will this pose a real threat to actual studios? I think it's still too early to tell, but it's certainly very promising, and it makes collaborations so much easier, especially if your band member lives on the other side of the world. And with cloud DAWs like Soundtrap, you can actually use it in your browser or in your phone, or on, as like Isaac from Mondo Blasters said previously, he recorded his guitars on the iPad. So it's getting easier and easier to record music.
Yes, and I suppose as far as the future of actual studios go, I think right now is a time where we're so modern that we can have different fidelities for recording. So if you're so inclined to be in a room with the recording engineer at a proper studio, you can do that.
Yeah.
This will serve for these kinds of hurdles, you know, band members in different countries, different states, or even for people who don't really intend to create something that is meant to be played live. Maybe it's just like projects and you're from your house, I'm from my room, and then we just collaborate. It might be like a nice sort of, you know, people used to get together to play mahjong, now you get together on your DAW cloud to write some stuff.
Yeah, definitely got pros and cons. The one of the big downside is that you still can't jam in real time with your band members. It's still like a, let me put something here, let me put, and then you wait for your band member to give a reply of sorts by putting his take inside that same session. Who knows what kind of innovation that'll be out next. Maybe the ability to jam in real time in a matter of years. Who knows, right?
That's right.
So maybe you can let us know, have you used any cloud DAWs to make music before? Let us know your experience. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We're on Twitter. Or WhatsApp us your thoughts, 01878988. 9999 on WhatsApp. Okay, right after this, we have our quick fire news segment, by the way. But before that, some new music for you from Shane Tyler. He's the bassist of the band Gardens and Villa, but this is his solo work. A very groovy one called The Clouds Cleared the Way, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.